You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Rob Von Esch, is in the house. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you, Ron. It's a pleasure to be here, as always.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Well, we're going to have to try and see if I've got something going on. And say hi to Steve, Rob. Let's see if we can get him to hear you.
Hi, Steve.
Maybe we can hear him now. But it's not a Verizon commercial, so we can't say, can you hear me now? But we will find out. Good deal. We can hear you a little bit better there. Nice. Okay, so let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Today, obviously, with yesterday having been National Drink Wine Day, today would have to be National Caregiver Day. Yeah, absolutely. You gotta, after drinking some good wine, I hope you had some good wine. I hope you enjoyed our broadcast yesterday, chatting a little bit about that. Also, we've got National Chocolate Mint Day today, so if you don't need the caregiver, a chocolate mint might be in order. Just saying, moving right along. You know, earlier this month, we were speaking to Lucille Kring. She's a city councilwoman here in the city of Anaheim, and we were chatting a little bit about the lunacy of Anaheim going to, lunacy being my technical term, of going to redistricting and this process of districting which within city councils where you've got the city broken up into small pieces and one individual representing each of those small pieces and then hoping that the rest of the group will go along with what those single individuals want. Well, the reason I bring that up, San Diego apparently tried this or started this 10 years ago, and now what's the term? The roosters are coming home to something or another, however that saying goes. And he's starting to feel the effects of this, San Diego, because apparently two districts are very, very heavily populated. Even though the majority of San Diego is Democrat, the Democrats are concentrated into two districts with the gerrymandering and the redistricting. Now, the San Diego City Council will end up being, or most likely the projections are, will be Republican this time, even though the majority of the city is Democrat. All having to do with the fact of redistricting and the fact that now, again, where everybody is not responsible to all citizens, it's really a shame because the cities, they should have them where all of the council members are responsible for looking out for all of the citizens instead of just a single group. That's probably where the problem is coming in with San Diego. And we've talked about it. It's going to come in Anaheim as well. So we will see what happens there. Thanks for being the guinea pig, San Diego. We're going to watch closely. The rest of the state will be. Speaking of watching closely, did you watch this morning? I'm a news nerd. That's kind of funny because I'm news nerd, tech nerd. I just kind of sit here and chat about different things. So watching the news this morning, obviously get a little bit of input coming from Washington, D.C., where we were watching, or I was watching, as the body of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia was being carried into the Grand Hall or the Great Hall of the Supreme Court. Chatting a little bit there, looking there. Got some trivia questions. So, Rob, being that you're the attorney in the house, I'm not going to put you on the spot too much if you've got some of these answers.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so here we go. We know that President Obama is the 44th president of the United States. So the question, how many justices have there been as of August 2010?
How many have been appointed since that
time? As of August 2010, from the start of our country through August 2010?
Oh, boy, I don't know, 100?
Good. Well, you're right. Pretty close, 112.
Okay.
112 justices. When you think about it, that's pretty amazing that there's been just that few men and women who have sat on the Supreme Court and made such monumental decisions for the way the country's run. To me, of course, I'm kind of a patriotic hawk. You know, I just love patriotism, flag waver, you know, enjoy some of these things. Average length of a justice's tenure.
That's average a good one, length. Man. They stay on for a while. It wouldn't surprise me if it was at least 15 years.
Man, he's on it today. 16.
Okay.
We're on a roll. Someone would have asked me, and I didn't have the list in front of me. Not a chance in the world I would have been that close. Longest serving Chief Justice was Chief Justice John Marshall. Okay. How many years was John Marshall Chief Justice?
I'm gonna take a stab at this one and go big. I'm gonna say like 40 years.
Pretty close. 34 years, 5 months, 11 days. They didn't give us the hours here. 1801 to 1835.
And he probably died still as a sitting Supreme Court justice would be my guess.
Wouldn't surprise me. Which Chief Justice served the shortest term? That doesn't sound right, but I'm sure this one would have died sitting as well. John Rutledge. 5 months, 14 days.
Why? Did he die?
I've got to assume that would be the reason, being that it was...
death or scandal, one or the other.
Exactly. Served 5 months, 14 days before the Senate reconvened. Oh, interesting. There you go. You're on it again, Rob. He served for 5 months and 14 days before the Senate reconvened and rejected his nomination.
Ouch.
So he served as Chief Justice and then was rejected. That's a tough one. Wow. Longest serving justice, William O. Douglas.
Okay.
Got to count on years there. We already know that the Chief Justice, longest serving, was 34 years, 5 months. The longest serving justice, William O. Douglas, 1939 through, we should be able to remember when he retired. You're as old as I am. Not many people are. 36 years, 7 months, 8 days. Retired 1975.
Okay.
Interesting stuff. So today's date night trivia question, which we can't give the answer to this one, Rob. So our reunion kitchen and drink date night trivia question for today. You've got to be the third person to put the correct answer, Ron Siegel Radio, on Facebook. With the passing of Justice Antonin Scalia, who is now the longest tenured Supreme Court justice? I don't want to give that answer out. Someone might know that one, but...
I think that's one I actually know.
Do you know that? Well, yeah, you've been really right on a lot of these. Holy cow. It'd be kind of interesting to go, especially I'm a news junkie. If you go around and watch a lot of some of these different... I like to watch Jesse Waters, and he goes to some college campuses asking them about various questions. And it's amazing how little the young people on college campuses know. I wonder if you went around asking, can you name the eight current justices? How many people could, first off, if you asked how many is a full allotment of justices for the Supreme Court, I wonder how many people would get that answer correct.
Right.
And then if how many could somebody answer? That would be a fun trivia question, right?
I don't think many would know that.
I don't think many would know
I don't think a lot of lawyers would know that.
and you know, something it's it would be here's the fun one that we ought to try here, Rob. Okay, we'll have to do this when we come back. We're going to name seven of them, but we're going to leave out the one that's the answer to the trivia question. I wonder if we could do that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, there's a new type of trust to deal with for your family. Rob Von Esch, he's an attorney, a local attorney. He's going to chat with us about it, not giving legal advice, just trying to educate us a little bit. Why you should buy a house below your means, is that correct? Wild things graduates would do to erase their student debt. That's a fun one. And ways to find the motivation you need to reach your financial goals, all that and more. Reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01866.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you want the true, accurate equity of your home, you can't get it online. You got to talk to somebody in person, get that information. All you have to do is text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, PEAR 79564, one of the area trusted real estate professionals will be sending, getting in touch with you, talk to you, and get you the information. 10-minute conversation in getting you the information you need. So I see a lot of different conversations go on about buying a house, what you should use as your debt-to-income ratio, some of these different pieces of information. And the idea of buying at your means, above your means, or below your means. And I'm going to share with you a little bit of thought here, just my own personal opinion, my guidance to you. Number one, you need to have a budget. You need to understand what you want to be spending for your house. You need to understand what your household goals are, what your family goals are. When you do those things, then you're going to be able to work backwards into the size of the property. Now, you want to remember the idea that right now we keep our properties in the United States of America for 9 years. Traditionally, we keep our properties for 6 years. But right now, we're keeping our properties 9 years. What will the next 9 years bring you? And are you buying a property that's going to suffice for your family situation for the next 6 to 9 years? That's the key right there. Are you going to have enough? Do you have enough bedrooms? Are you planning on having more kids? Are your kids moving out? Look at what the payments are. What is the interest rates going to do? I'm sharing with people right now that interest rates are going to go down over the next 3 months or so, but by the end of the year, they should be, I believe, significantly higher. The other concept is, how long do you want to have your mortgage? Again, I am not a fan of the 10-year or 15-year mortgage. I know there are other talk radio guys that like the idea of, number one, having no mortgage. To me, that's just stupid. Because if you have no mortgage, number one, you're losing a big tax deduction, and you've got a lot of debt equity. The money that's in your house is not working for you. Now, I don't want you to go and buy a car with that equity, but put it into a safe, secure, guaranteed or insured investment that's going to get you a nice rate of return. We've talked about 2 to 13% rate of return. That's with a AAA rated insurance guarantee behind it. Think about that. Just some thoughts here, why you should buy a house below your means or what you should do for your family. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals, offering you that free professional equity analysis review. All you have to do is text PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. So it's long time. We'll get some more specifics from Rob Von Esch this morning, but California legislature enacted Assembly Bill 139. And we're going to talk about that because if you own a home, if you aspire to own a home, if you have a parent that owns a home, this may be of importance to you. Rob Von Esch is a local attorney here in Southern California. And I like to share this before you start speaking all the time, Rob, just so we can make sure we get it in there that we're not giving anybody legal advice. You're the attorney. I'm not. And if somebody wants legal advice, that's what Rob does for a living. That's how he supports his family. You're more than welcome to call him and retain him. But we're just trying to educate people on ideas and things that you should have a very, very basic understanding of. You know, I know I got knee pain. I know I need a knee replacement. I don't want to know how to do it. I want to be able to call a great surgeon for it. You know that you own real estate. You know you should have some sort of a trust. Rob knows how to do it, but we're going to talk from a 30,000-foot level. So what is this thing, Rob?
Well, first of all, it was pretty exciting for me to see this transfer on death deed because new deeds aren't created all that often. I mean, if you were to go back and look at traditional forms of holding title, it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, those are deeds that, you know, my dad, my grandfather were learning about in law school. So not much has changed in terms of how we hold title. And then now we have this new transfer on death deed, which was Assembly Bill 139, that took effect in, I think it was about September of 2015. So anyway, what this does is really acts as, I hope I don't offend anyone, but the common verbiage that lawyers are using to describe this is a poor man's trust. And if you put your heir on title to your house using this transfer on death deed, you're not giving them a present interest in the property. You're only giving them an interest in the property when you die. But the legislature has said that if you decide to use this deed, you do not have to go through probate. And that's a pretty big deal, because before, the only way to avoid probate was to either create a trust, which costs, you know, which costs money. That could cost you $1,500 all the way on up to, you know, $20,000 or more, depending on the complexity of your trust. It looks like we're having some technical issues. Do you need me to take a little break here, Ron?
How's that, dude? Any Steve, do you hear me any better? Hang on one second here. Okay, let's try to so change the title a little bit is what you're saying, huh, Rob?
So yeah, so basically the key advantage here is you can avoid trust without either having to create a trust, which costs you quite a bit of money depending on the trust and takes time and effort. Or you used to have to put somebody on title with you as a joint tenant or a tenant in common, which means that they now had an ownership in your property right then and there, which means you lose control of your asset. You're not the only owner anymore. So you can't sell it if you want to, refinance it when you want to, because now somebody else owns it with you. So somebody else has to consent to those things. So this deed avoids those problems. You don't have to give someone control over your property now. You can create this deed, the transfer on death deed, which says later my child gets the property, but they don't have any control over my property right now, and we don't have to go through probate.
That's pretty interesting. I like the whole idea here, getting rid of the probate, to me sounds like it's the key concept. Is that my getting close on there?
That really was the intent. And you know, in my opinion, this deed is going to cause a lot more problems than it's going to solve. I can see there being all kinds of litigation about this deed. Because think about this, though, because the practical nature of, you know, somebody passing on and leaving their assets to their children, for example, there's not just going to be a house. What about all the things in the house? What about that cool car?
Right.
That grandpa has parked in the garage, you know, that classic 1960s convertible Corvette, or grandma's, you know, old Thunderbird, or what have you. The gold in the safe, the cash in the safe, the paintings and
the
artworks on the walls.
Well, cash in the safe gets lost before the probate judge gets it.
Right, I'm sure it does. But all of those things aren't conveyed to the person on the transfer on death deed. So you still have all of the ownership issues dealing with who gets the personal property. So if you're thinking as somebody about – if you're thinking about using this transfer on death deed and you name your beneficiary and then you die, that person does get your house free and clear of probate. But all of the contents within the home still need to go through probate if you don't have a trust. So you're going to start to see a lot of problems, in my opinion, where families are going to fight over the contents in the home, and they're hopefully not going to be under the misconception that they don't have to go through probate because they had the transfer on death deed. That deals with the house, but none of the things within the house.
So does the – if you do a trust as – you obviously then are going to need a trust or a will or both in addition to the transfer on death deed. And does the transfer on death deed then become a component of the trust?
Well, and then there, if you're going to use a trust, in my opinion, you don't even really need to use this transfer on death deed, because the trust will take care of who gets title when you're dead. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, what is this transfer on death deed really going to do? What kind of benefit is it really going to give somebody? I mean, it's a great way to convey a house, but again, in some cases, it's going to cause more problems than it's going to solve, because it's not going to have effectively disposed of the entire estate.
So and that's where you come up with the slang term, so to speak, is that if you don't have anything else, then this might be an effective tool. But if you have other stuff, a 401k, an IRA, bank accounts,
cars,
all these other
furniture.
And I would hope that if you have a house, you know, especially if it's an elderly person, that they've got something they're sitting on. Now, maybe that is not worth a whole lot, but to somebody it's meaningful. We're going to talk more about that with Rob Von Esch when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, in addition to more conversation on this transfer on death deed, we'll also chat about some wild things graduates would do to reduce their student debt, ways to find the motivation you need to reach your financial goals, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So the Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for that first house, next house, maybe one day out of foreclosure, bankruptcy, all those different products, they are available from our friends at VIP Mortgage. Let's think about some wild things graduates would do. Rob, you might love some of these things. We'll have a little fun today in chatting. Wild things graduates would do to erase student debt.
That's probably a lot more fun than a transfer on death deed.
Okay, you ready for this one? 58% would forego all social media for life. Who's gonna monitor that?
Right.
I mean, and I'm not sure that they could do that. 57% would take a punch from Mike Tyson.
Okay, worth it.
That one I might think about. 57% would abstain from coffee for life.
Again, who's going to enforce it?
Exactly. 56% would deny themselves alcohol or drugs. This is college students really saying that? I don't know about that one.
Maybe at BYU.
Yeah, maybe. 40% would take 1 year off their life expectancy. Now, how do you know that?
Right.
36% would cease texting for life. Okay. 28% would name their firstborn daughter Sally Mae. Got to get that one in there. That's crazy. Here's another stupid one. 7% would cut off their pinky finger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How much do you want to bet when it came time to pay up on that bet? It would be just kidding. I didn't mean what I said.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 21% would wear the same exact outfit every day for the rest of their lives. You might as well keep the student loan debt because no one else is going to want to be around you anyway.
Right.
5% would move to Syria. Just a little bit of fun for the end of the week. It's almost 5 o'clock somewhere, so we got to chat about some of these fun things. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by our friends over there at VIP Mortgage. If you're ready to refinance, take advantage of the interest rates that are going on right now, the marketplace. I'm looking at the oil. It's down this morning, which means interest rates are up just a touch. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, fairly flat. It's down 56 right now. A lot of that has to do with the same things. But I would suggest, I'm telling you, if you haven't refinanced your loan lately, that lately means somewhere in the last, 5 or 6 months, I would really take a look at it. We are at interest rates that are pretty close to the lows of April 2012 as of right now. Just a thought for you. Again, that's Your Credit Matters. Go back to our chatting with Rob Von Esch, local attorney. So, Rob, I'm thinking, you know, I get a lot of phone calls from folks who do want to know about trusts and probates and real estate and real estate finance. And obviously, I'm a proponent for the right person of reverse mortgages. So I end up talking to seniors and the heirs. And we tell everybody that they need to have a trust. I mean, it's just a given. You got to have a trust unless you really like giving the government control, right? I mean, that's really what you're doing.
I agree. That's kind of what I was saying before. You know, I can see this deed causing more problems than it's going to solve. I still think the trust is by far the way to go. But, you know, I don't want to completely trash the transfer on death deed. There's probably a situation where it really is ideal and it's going to make sense. You know, a family where really the only asset is the house and there's only one sibling.
Yeah, one
that way there's nothing to fight about as far as the contents and the furniture, because I'm sure you've seen this doing what you do. People fight over the silliest things, mom's right. Jewelry, you know, or whatever, the picture on the wall that Aunt Sally painted and handed down to mom. Those are the kinds of things that, you know, really start probate disputes and trust or, you know, estate disputes. It's always the little things.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, you're going through a life-changing event. You know, somebody dying, you know, that's life-changing, right? And all of a sudden you're arguing over who's going to get the punch bowl that nobody used anyway.
Right.
Right? Right. Okay, so it's kind of goofy to me. I look at it and say family is so important that I can't think of things that would make it where I would want to argue over something like that.
Yeah. But I guess if you're, you know, in a single child family, it's going to probably be something that would be effective if you just want to make sure right. that the child gets the home. Or if you're in one of those rare families where there's more than one sibling and all the kids get along, then I guess it would be, you know, it would work for you. But otherwise, I'm still heavily recommending that you have a trust to dispose of your assets.
And now, I don't know the exact numbers, Rob. I thought that I read somewhere that for just a basic probate is just automatically the government's going to, if you die without a trust, the government plan is they take, what, 5% right off the top before they start even talking taxes?
You know, and I probably should have made it clear that I'm not a probate lawyer. I'm not going to be doing wills and trusts. I don't do, you know, estate planning. I'm a litigation lawyer. I do real estate litigation. So I see this from a different angle.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So you're looking at it from, you know, down the road. When you're looking for a will and a trust and a basic program, that's really not your focus.
All right, I would get involved in this is, you know, my involvement would be is, was the transfer on death deed actually validly formed, or is it a void deed? And I can go into those types of issues, or is the asset in the estate, or is the asset part of the transfer on death deed, because there's two conflicting documents, one being a will and one being a transfer on death deed. What do you do there? Those are the kinds of things that I get involved in. But these estate planning issues, I'm just telling you as somebody who does litigation and knows enough about estate planning to be dangerous. Do not just go into this thinking, oh, if I do this transfer on death deed, I don't need to have an estate plan. I still think you do. I think that's the sound advice, is to always have a trust.
So what is some of the, from the litigation standpoint, I mean, I understand that you can never protect yourself completely from litigation, but if I, you know, what are your thoughts about, you know, videoing a house, videoing content, different methods of memorializing in to try and prevent or to eliminate as much litigation cost or exposure as possible. Do you have any thoughts there, Rob?
Well, if you're going to take a video and then in the video say, you know, as you're walking through the home, there's my painting on the wall and there's my chair and my hutch and, you know, Sally's going to get that and Johnny's going to get, you know, dad's old antique rifle hanging over the mantle. If you're doing that, that's basically a will. So you're still going to have to go through probate. A will doesn't get you out of having to go through probate. Only a trust does. One of the things I could see being litigated quite a bit with this particular deed is this particular deed has to be signed, has to be notarized, and must be recorded within 60 days of having the signature notarized. Now, what I see a lot of people do with deeds when they're doing this privately, meaning it's not a sale going through a title company. I mean, those title companies are very efficient about how they have things signed and recorded. But keep in mind that most of these transfer on death deeds are probably going to be done by people by themselves, not by lawyers, not through title companies.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, that's the kind of person this is really designed for is, okay, you know, somebody who just has a home and they want to leave it to somebody and there's no real other assets to speak of. What if they don't record it within 60 days like the statute says? Well, now you have an invalid transfer on death deed conveyance.
Wow.
So there you go. I mean, there's lawsuit number one. I have a feeling you're going to find quite a few of these things where they went ahead and signed it and notarized it and didn't take that next step and run down to the county recorder's office and record it within 60 days. Instead, they're going to put it in the safety deposit box or put it in their file cabinet or under the mattress or what have you, and you're going to find it months later, years later, what have you, and then you're going to come to realize that that is an invalid transfer on death deed, and now that property must go through probate in order to give it to the next heir.
And that's a big point right there too, Rob, is you know, in this day and age, there's so many different things that we have to look out for ourselves. And there's a lot of information online. I read a recent study, and I think it probably goes back maybe a year, year and a half, and I know that it's not your forte, so I'm not going to ask you to comment on it. But I did read that 80% of the trusts that are created are not funded properly. Think about that, 80%. So you go out and you hire an attorney, they draw up the trust, and for one reason or another, you don't file the recording with the county recorder's office, you don't go to the bank and change the title on the bank account. You don't go over to your brokerage account, all these different things. Think about that. You've got to make sure you're very, very specific when you're getting involved in doing. And I know that doing a trust and doing a will, they're not fun, right? Because you're thinking, you're making hard decisions about things that nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about their own mortality or go and have that conversation with mom and dad saying, hey, you know, you're getting to be up in age. What do you want to do about it and what do you want to do with? Think about these things. I'm gonna tell you that a will and a trust from a parent is a gift to the survivors. Just think of it as a gift to the survivors. You're letting them know ahead of time how you want things to happen when your time comes. We're going to talk more about this with Rob and a few other topics. Again, maybe a little bit more of that Supreme Court trivia when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, ronsiegel.com, ronsiegelradio.com. In the archives, all the programs are there. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your household board of directors. Yes, that would be the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564. Fill out a quick survey, and we will introduce you to your household board of directors. That would be real estate person, mortgage person, reverse mortgage if you need it, financial planner, CPA, tax planner. You might need a estate planning attorney. We've been talking about that a lot this morning. Bankruptcy attorney, family lawyer, all these folks are part of your household board of directors. And I'll say it as I share with you on a regular basis. If some of the biggest companies in the world need a board of directors so that they can get guidance, don't you think your household might benefit from a board of directors as well? Just a simple thought from a simple guy doing a little bit of radio in the morning. Some ways to find the motivation you need to reach your financial goals is the topic of this morning's Word on Wealth segment. Number one, write down your goals. Think positive. Cut temptations. I'm going to share with you one of the easiest temptations I've been able to cut recently. I'm not sure it's good for business, but I got the Starbucks app. And as part of the Starbucks app, it lets you place your order before you get to the store. And I think it's great because now, you know, as I've shared with you many times, I've beaten anorexia. So the thought here is I don't go and get tempted by all those good-looking things in the counter to buy an extra scone with 400 calories that I don't need. So cut temptations, eat some food and get enough sleep. It's good to have, you can have more strength. You're going to begin less temptations, good financial habits. Break up your goals into bite-sized pieces. I love this one. I hear that all the time. I just had this conversation with my son recently. Don't try to do everything at one time. And I know as a young person, we all tend to do that. Trying to get everything done at once, not a good idea. Break things down. It's the old adage, the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time unless you've got a really, really big mouth. Just saying. And talk about your goals. Get support on the goals. Get other people on the same bandwagon with you. Maybe a little accountability might be the term of the day. That is our Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our area trusted professionals. That's your household board of directors from Ron Siegel Radio. So, Rob, we've been chatting a lot this morning about this deed, and it almost sounds like once again, and I'm not going to ask you to comment on this. It's my government just kind of getting in the way. Now, if they get them out of the way, get rid of some of this stuff. Sometimes, you know, something like this, I wonder if they could do it in such a way that, you know, hey, this is geared for real estate only. If your estate has anything more than X number of dollars in assets above and beyond real estate, it's not going to be valid. I don't know.
It seems like it's one of those things that was well-intentioned, but I don't know that it's just going to be the problem solver that it was intended to be. You know, one of the things that I think is important about mentioning about this transfer on death deed too is that it is considered part of the owner's estate for purposes of Medi-Cal eligibility and reimbursement. So if you're thinking that, you know, let's say you're in the later years of your life and you're concerned about your Medi-Cal exposure as your medical bills rack up, if you're still on title to that house, and keep in mind, you still are on title to the home with a transfer on death deed until the day you die, that Medi-Cal liability for all those medical expenses in the later years of your life will attach to that home. So you're not giving something free and clear to your heir by using this transfer on death deed. I'm not telling people to avoid their Medi-Cal liability exposure, but I'm just kind of being honest here that a lot of people, when they get in the later years of their life, think about giving the home and actually conveying the home to their son or daughter or both before they get to that point in their life so that their asset is not tied up with their Medi-Cal liabilities. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to use this, The Medi-Cal liabilities, if you have them, and you likely will, are going to follow the property to the kids.
That's great information also, Rob, because it kind of it does go full circle with, you know, something that I evangelize every day here is that kind of stuff really gets technical. And the Medi-Cal liability issues and what you've got going on, those are things that you really need to understand. And, you know, I don't believe that you can really get a great understanding of something like that in a 1 minute soundbite, right? Those are the type of things that if you're getting up in age, you need to be talking to an attorney or a financial planner, CPA, who specializes in senior care. Right. That's where you really have to go to get that expert guidance.
Go see an estate planning attorney. Absolutely.
And most attorneys, I don't know, I can't say all, but a good portion of the attorneys that we talk to, they're going to give you a brief amount of time. I mean, that don't go trying to be taking advantage, but most will give you a brief amount of time as a, of a consultation to see if their services fit with your needs and if you've got a good fit personality-wise to work together. So, you know, if you go into the attorney, don't think that when you walk into attorney A, if you don't like them and you don't feel that you can work together, you can go to attorney B and get a consultation. You know, again, you have to be respectful of the attorney's time and what you're trying to accomplish. You're not going to get a, you know, generally, wills and trusts, in my experience, you're not looking at an arm and a leg in attorney fees. You're looking at, depending upon complexity, $3,000 to $5,000 in expenses. Rob, from a litigation standpoint, how frequently should we, if I created a will and a trust today, how often do I need to go back and see the attorney for updates or modifications or law changes? Is there a rule of thumb on that?
You know, my rule of thumb, and again, I'm not an estate planning lawyer, but I'm just going to tell you what I do myself, is every time I have some new asset that I want to have go to my children after I'm gone, and I'm still very young, and yet I do have an estate plan because you just never know.
Right.
So every time I have—
reservations for passing on.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I wish there was, but there
exactly
aren't. And so every time you have some change occur in your life, you have a new home or, you know, you change an investment account or whatever it might be. You have a new 401k because you've changed your job. Those are all things where you should go and see your estate planning attorney because now you have an event that has caused a change in your estate plan and you have to revise it.
Interesting information. If you want more information about this transfer on death deed.
Right.
Now give us a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with somebody. Rob's got a number of people that he's going to share with me as far as people that he thinks are good in that arena. And we'll share some information. Let's see if we can throw a couple more Supreme Court trivia questions at you, Rob, being that today, you know, the Justice Antonin Scalia passed on last week. You know, he's laying in repose. They call it repose, I think, or reprise. I don't know. Something.
I don't know.
He's over there in the Supreme Court building right now, and his funeral's tomorrow. Has anyone served as both President of the United States and Chief Justice?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, the answer is in the affirmative, attorney. So William Howard Taft is the only person who served
right
as both President of the United States, 1909 to 1913. And Chief Justice of the United States, 1921 to 1930. So the answer to the question is yes. Now, we also have, who was the first African-American Supreme Court justice? Thurgood Marshall.
That's right.
Thurgood Marshall, first African-American Supreme Court justice, first Hispanic. We should all be able to remember. Remember this one because it's very, very recent.
Sotomayor.
Exactly. First woman to serve on the Supreme Court.
Was that Ginsburg?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Oh, that's right.
Sandra Day O'Connor, first woman. How many Supreme Court justices had the same name? Wow.
First or last?
All three.
Oh, really?
There's an interesting one. How about two? John Marshall Harlan? The first served 1877 to 1911. The second, his grandson, from 1955 to 1971. And another interesting one. Here's one that I didn't know, along with most of them. Have any justices been born in another country?
Ooh.
That's another interesting one. We're not going to even be able to, you're going to have to Google that one. The answer is yes. Thank goodness that Steve saved us this morning. Be sure to set that first radio preset button. Just come back every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or would like to meet any of our guests, call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.